From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with some live music from bassist Charles Mingus. This was recorded live at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris on April 19th, 1964. The entire concert was issued as a 3-LP set on the America label, the album entitled The Great Concert, Paris, 1964. Charles Mingus in top form with what was supposed to be his working sextet of the time. This is a quintet, however, and I'll explain why in a moment. But the personnel: Charles Mingus on bass, Jackie Byard, piano, Eric Dolphy, alto sax, bass, clarinet, and flute, Clifford Jordan, tenor sax, and Danny Richmond, drums. Unfortunately, the trumpeter, Johnny Coles, was not present. He was hospitalized the night before after collapsing from a painful stomach ulcer. This concert was part of an extensive European tour given by the Mingus Sextet. This piece takes up all of the D side of this 3-record set, and we'll open with Mr. Mingus' intro and commentary regarding the song. It's entitled Meditation for Integration.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you for being, I'd like to thank you for being such a nice audience. I wish we could move even the whistlers over to America. Probably could progress more if we had more of an audience like this. I'd like to, we usually conclude with this tune, but tonight I'm going to add an extra one, maybe, if this doesn't run too long. Some parts are missing from the horn, but we can get away with it in some ways. It's titled Meditations, and it comes out of the new concentration camps they're building in America, in the South. They have these places where they separate the picketers. At least they write it like that. So, you know, some of the... Jesus. Oh, yeah. They build these camps where people picket for freedom. That's what they've already got in the Constitution. But anyway, you got to picket. Oh, I'm very sorry. I'm not meaning to, you know. How about that? You dig it? You can point it out like that. Reflection, you see? Anyway, the picketers are one color and the picketers are another color. Well, the first color has always had one jail for everybody, but they never put the other color in it. So they got this special one now. There used to be an army. They have barbed wire and electric wired barbed wire, that is. And they're ordering out. No, I'm not sure, but I think they're going to order those ovens to cook us with and the gas faucet, gas showers. But I'm not sure yet. It just looks that way to me, so I'm going to move out with Eric myself. So it's titled Meditations, that we get some wire cutters that, you know, stop this kind of hate before someone gets guns for everybody. I should thank George Ween, who promotes the American Jazz Festival, called the Newport Jazz Festival, for bringing the band over for the first time and what? Oh, the first time in my life, actually. It's almost too late, but that's nice of him. Thanks, George. Oh, he's leaving for New York tonight while we finish our 19 days or something. George Ween. Thanks. George. I always wanted to play in Paris. I always wanted to play music in Paris, but I also wanted to play in Paris. You could have one day off. It was just one day off, you know, the gas. Thank you.
Thank you.
recorded on April 19, 1964 at Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. Charles Mingus on bass, leading his quintet for that performance. The trumpeter, Johnny Coles, hospitalized, but the band more than making up for his absence on Meditation for Integration. From the three-record set, The Great Concert, Paris, 1964, released on America Records. This live set finds the band stretching out on other Mingus classics, including Fable of Phoebus, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, and The Color of Her Dress Was Orange. We'll turn to another bass player now, but of a different jazz variety, more electric fusion. And the bass player in question is Mark Johnson. We'll hear a track from his album Bass Desires, released in 1985 on the ECM label, with two fusion guitar giants, Bill Frisell and John Schofield, and rounding out the quartet, Peter Erskine on drums. This is the opening track, Samurai Hee-Haw. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Some mid-80s jazz rock fusion from the ECM label, both tracks featuring the guitar of Bill Frisell. We began with Mark Johnson and his quartet, with Bill Frisell and John Schofield on guitars. Bill also featured on guitar synthesizer on this album, and that album being Bass Desires, we heard Samurai Hee-Haw. And lastly, a track from Bill's second album as a leader for ECM, sessions recorded in New York in the summer of 84 and issued on the label in 85, the album Rambler. Again, Bill Frisell on guitar and guitar synth, Kenny Wheeler on trumpet, Bob Stewart on tuba, probably one of the few occasions where the tuba has been utilized on a jazz rock album, Jerome Harris on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. And we heard the opening track of that release as well, Tone. Bill Frisell recorded three albums for ECM in the mid-80s, In Line, Rambler, and Look Out for Hope, respectively. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the best way to do that is by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our website is available with much more info about each program, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We have time for a quick set of music before we wrap up the hour, and we'll remain in a jazz rock fusion vein, and we'll hear some tracks featuring the guitar of Alan Holdsworth. First up will be a track from the album Believe It from 1975, music from the new Tony Williams Lifetime, Tony Williams' second jazz fusion band. Tony Williams on drums, Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Alan Pasqua on electric piano, and Tony Newton on bass. Now, the original Believe It LP comprised six cuts, but Sony reissued Believe It with two bonus tracks from that 1975 session, which were not included on the LP, nor were they included on the album Lifetime The Collection, which featured the Believe It LP in its original sequence, as well as the follow-up LP, Million Dollar Legs. But these two tracks only on the Sony reissue, and we'll hear one of them penned by Alan Holdsworth. It's entitled Let's Be. We'll be right back. two tracks featuring the outstanding guitar of Alan Holdsworth. We began with the new Tony Williams Lifetime, Let's Be, from the Sony reissue of the album Believe It. And lastly, Alan Holdsworth leading his own trio from an EP released in 1983 called Road Games, with Alan Holdsworth on guitar, Jeff Berlin on bass, and Chad Wackerman, Alan's longtime drummer. We heard the opening cut, Three Sheets to the Wind. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to your company again soon for another edition of Jazz Progressions, which, as always, is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.